Within hours of being sworn in, President Joe Biden ordered construction to stop on the U.S.-Mexico border wall that started going up under former President Donald Trump. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, KJZ's Michel Morisco reports on how the pause in construction is playing out in southern Arizona.
Biden's edict went out Wednesday evening. It declared an end to the so-called national emergency Trump had just extended for another year, days before he left office, but it didn't stop construction altogether. Melissa Owen is a landowner in Sasebe, Arizona, a tiny outpost on the Mexican border. She has argued the construction depleted her wells. She had assumed the project would end with Biden's order and called the wall contractor's Arizona office to ask when it would stop.
It was my understanding that there was an executive order yesterday to stop construction. And he said, no, we will continue to pump water as needed.
Fisher Industries landed at least $2 billion in construction contracts for segments of the border wall. That includes the stretch between Sasebe and Nogales, a swath that had an 18-foot-high border wall erected in 2008 that was torn down last summer to make room for the 30-foot-high wall Trump vowed to build. The new wall isn't just taller, it's longer. And up until last week, it was ranging up into the hard scrabble mountain ranges of western Santa Cruz County. Construction crews were dynamiting the rocky terrain of the Tumacacri Highlands right up until the executive order went out.
I've always believed that most of the people in the United States of America did not understand the scope of the destruction that this border wall project is causing.
She signed on to a lawsuit to stop using military money to build the wall and has resisted it since the beginning. Biden mandated all work to pause within a week. A spokesman for the Army Corps of Engineers said all contractors building the wall under the military spending plan had paused construction, and that other than safely preparing sites for the halt, work has stopped. Cranes that were working on top of the border wall days before Biden took office were gone. Trailers for hauling large equipment were sitting on dirt roads near the border. But like the wells sucking up Owens' water in Sasebe, work hasn't totally stopped. Complaints about construction still happening and grading of roads along Arizona's border continued days after the new order to pause. And the future of the border wall is still up in the air, not only for what may still go in, but for what some want to see torn out.
My name is Lakin Jordahl, and I am a Borderlands campaigner with the Center for Biological Diversity based in Tucson.
Jordahl is among those calling on the new president to permanently stop construction.
Trump built these walls with no congressional approval and with no judicial review. So the right thing to do would be to tear them all down.
He also acknowledges that likely won't happen under Biden.
Of course, we have to be realistic with our demands, and we certainly want to focus our energy on removing sections of barriers in wildlife corridors, in sacred areas to indigenous nations, in waterways where they're stopping the flow of water. And we certainly will be advocating to tear down walls in all of those locations.
So the wall project is just paused for now, its future uncertain. There's the billions of dollars in contracts that remain, and then the legal battles for the wall. A clash over military spending once defended by Trump is still on the Supreme Court's calendar for next month. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News, reporting from Sasebe.
And you'll find this story and all of our border reporting from Michel and our Fronteras Desk reporters around the state and region on our website at kjzz.org. And you are listening to Morning Edition on 91.5.